So I had some kind of build-up in my head talking about the 300 and Spartans being underdogs in that film, and now they're not underdogs, they're like, they've run away with it. But I can't be bothered winging it, because I don't script right, and I just can't be bothered, because I'm going to stumble my words and everything.
Just go, Spartans! Yeah, right, can you dig it? Oh, that's the Warriors.
The NPL Show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Welcome, everybody, to January's edition of the Evo Stick NPL Show, recorded here live at the Magna in Stockport.
Well done, Ben.
Round the table, we've got the great and good here to discuss yet another month of unpredictable Northern Premier League football. Boom. Round the table, we've got Andrew Simpson from the Northwich Guardian.
Hello.
We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
At the end,
how are you? They're slaughtering everyone on Twitter and Facebook with numbers and stuff.
I know.
Next up, the conference, apparently. Gaz Worrell, Kitman from Mosley. Yeah. We've got Ian Burke from 26-0 and Radio Manchester.
Hello, Ben.
And from 5 Live and FCUM Radio, we've got Swamper.
Good evening, Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
So welcome, everybody, to the show. And, well, there's only one place to start, really. Life Spartans.
Spartans!
Is that it? Game over now? Finito, done, dusted.
Don't
Good night,
so
Vienna.
Silly, Ben. Don't be so silly. That's an absolutely ridiculous
Next stop, Lowestoft away. Is that what we're.
With all due respect to Lowestoft, nobody wants to go there.
Don't go there, baby!
Oh, sorry, we're in Belper! Didn't realise.
Anyway,
already Belper!
Back on message. Blythe. It was a cracking result, though, against Salford, that wasn't it,
well,
midweek?
I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, they beat them. They beat the Amis only few months ago at their own place.
And we've suffered out of 10 men
in the
last minute.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But at the same time, they still beat them. And to do the double over Salford, I mean, everyone predicted, there's another person here predicted 10 points clear. He's still going to say that tonight. However, I think one of the teams I predicted that would be right up there, and I actually predicted would win this division because of the experience that they've got, because of the quality football that they play. And also, they are a real football team. They're a team that have got steeped in history for many, many years. Great in the FA Trophy, the FA Vars over the years. And they're really showing and holding up their traditions of playing good football. And last night's result, 2-1, tremendous for them. It was, by all accounts, it was a blustery account because of the weather. But they adapted it very, very well. And the top of the division. They've got 60 points. They've got a game. They played a game less than Workington below them. Same points as Salford City. But 60 points, goal difference of 27, best in the division. For me, they're the team to beat. They are the team that will go on and win this division because they deserve it because of the quality of what they've brought. And let's not forget, going back all those many years, they were the people that allowed Manchester United to have their own players come and play for Manchester United after the Munich disaster. For that reason alone, they deserve to win the league.
There you go.
Berkey, your call.
So, balancing it out now for Manchester and for the city of Salford, we're now joined by Ian Burke from 26-0 and Radio Manchester, of course, and famously 10 points clear at the end of the season. So,
yes, and a massive Rams bomb fan, let's not forget that. Huge Rammy fan.
Ben, let me just crack my knuckles off. I need to get warmed up here. That weren't very good, was
Before
it?
He does, can I just say something? Does he look like he's wearing the inner lining of a coffin?
A lady at work today said, I really like the colour of your shirt. And I said, oh, thank you very much.
What colour is it?
It's sort of Cadbury's purple, I suppose, isn't it? Mrs. Yeah. Burkey picked
just
it out.
Just
the
to
ladies
say.
Like it. And, it
and she ironed it as
just
well,
to say,
she ironed it.
Simo, you remember last month how easy it was and nice it was? And I said, isn't it great?
I'm tired now.
Here now. Burkey.
Benjamin.
You're right.
Salford City. Let me wind the clock back 12 months for you. Bernard and Jono, they'd just taken over control at Salford. They were a long way back from Darlington. And there was no chance. There was absolutely no chance that they were going to come back from it. They were dead. They were going to finish second at best. But let me take you back 2 years. Ramsbottom United, miles back, mid-table. And Evil Stick, First Division North, nowhere near. They're not going to finish near the playoffs. And I'll take you back another year back from that. Same story. Last season, Salford City, with John Owen Bernard at the helm. Nowhere. They got promoted
in the end. Nowhere? They were second.
They were second.
Nowhere. Second. They were about 3 points
behind. They were 6 points
behind.
They were second.
They were 6 points behind and they played three games more than Darlington.
Huge.
They had no chance. Darlow were walking it. And then what happened? The teams that John Owen Bernard managed, like FC United have been over the years, they always come good in the last third of the season. And it's going to happen again this time. And Salford City will win this league by 10 clear points.
He's still standing by it, people.
How many wins are they going to do that?
All of them.
I was going to say, they got no margin for error.
So now, there's now no... Well, is there any margin for error anyway? Even if you think Berkey's right, or wrong, rather, and Salford will still win the league
but 7 points behind Blythe now. Yeah. How many more games do you think Blythe are going to lose? Not many.
Well, they're playing Hyde in a couple of weeks, so there's one.
Not many.
does anyone other than Berkey think Salford can bring this back?
I think they had to have won last night, in my opinion, to have done that. Because obviously both teams have used the game hand up now as well.
They've got to play Darlington yet as well. Salford City have to play Darlington, a great big game, and it'd be tremendous. Listen,
Darlington, 7th place Darlington. Nah, never mind that. There are 19 games left to go, Swampy. We're barely halfway through the season.
No, I think we're slightly more than that. However, Salford City story is superb. It's a fantastic story. They did tremendously well last season to get promoted the way they did. This season, they've been there to be shot at, in fairness, and because of the money that they've got involved, the people involved there, there's no question about that. And I'd like them to get promoted, no question about it. But I've got to stick to what I originally thought was that Blythe, because of the history of Blythe, and that's not to say, so obviously they haven't got history, they have since the 50s, going all the way through, but there's a massive change there. If Blythe have had that huge change that Salford City have had, you'd be expecting Blythe last season to have done what Salford have done. Blythe's benefit really was getting knocked out early in the FA Cup, I think, this season, because they've always been a team that have done really well, and they've been able to concentrate more and more on the league, and it's Blythe's season for me in this respect. I think Salford could be the team that may well go up through the playoffs. However, there are teams coming up behind them at this moment in time, and it's good to see that a team that have a huge amount of money, a really great squad, people like Josh Hine have just left Chorley and gone there. I mean, he's a top quality player. And they're attracting, and you expect, in the same way as FC United many years ago, we're attracting a bigger player compared to the division they were in because of the size of the club and what they were about. And you can't blame a player for going there. And also they see the potential and what Salford could be. They want to be part of that, which is absolutely fantastic.
Hang on,
but Blythe deserve it.
Hang on. Before we have another 10-minute discussion on Salford City, the form team actually in the league at the moment is Workington.
Yeah, we've not discussed them yet.
I know, that's what I'm doing now.
Well done, men.
I'm easing in by slapping you down and then moving on. Right, okay, so Workington.
Yes.
In form at the moment, beat Hyde 4-0, beat Hells Owen 3-0.
You did?
Beat Ashton United 5-2.
The Hyde game, Hyde were the better team in the first 25 or 30 minutes. They should have been 2-0 up, and then they just didn't take the chances. And then Workington did what they do really well. Yeah.
During that period as well, some of the players have been trapped in villages behind floodwater. It's been quite a few months for Workington. They're only 5 points back. Can we discount them?
No,
definitely not.
Thank you, everyone. Right.
And Workington, again, for me, were a team that I discussed at the very beginning of the season, saying they would be there within the top five. And the reason being that they have experience. They're a team that last season came so close, finishing second in the division, and then got knocked out in the playoffs. They started off very, very poorly. We'd all agree that they were very, very poor. At the beginning of the season, we were all quite shocked to see where they were. But they've
Aaron,
actually...
we're on air.
Aaron Flanagan for the Mirrors here. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron, I'll have a cloud water IPA.
We've only got another 5 minutes of this, and then it's part two. So
I'll come in and I'll get you all the drink while we're doing that.
Any thoughts on Workington?
They're doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Sold that bit of the show up.
Yeah. Sorted.
Going back to Workington, Ben.
Yes.
As we will in a minute when he's
lovely.
Workington for me are a team that this season have to go up. They have had the trial and tribulations. They're a team that have gone from the bottom of the division this season, and they've worked so hard to get back where they are. And they really, really are a very, 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 very good bet in regards to promotion, in regards of, I think, more than anything within the playoffs. I think it would be a hard team. If they get a home draw in the semi-final and then get a home tie at the final, it's going to be very, very tough. It's a great place to go to, passionate supporters, but they know the football, and it's a part of the world that needs a team back in the Conference North.
So they're like Blythe, really. They're the Conference North. Really,
they are. They should be both. The stature and support, history. They should be both there, yes.
We mentioned Ashton United. Well, Gaz mentioned Ashton United. Gaz, they're currently 10 points off the lead. They do have a game in hand, though. So, potentially, where Salford are at the moment, they could be. Why do you think Ashton United are...
I don't know. I just think those...
You just wanted something to say.
Yeah, personally. Where Ashton and Salford differ, I think, is the depth of the squad. I don't think Ashton have quite got a subs bench to rival Salford. A first 11, I think they have. I think they're a really, really good team, Ashton, no doubt about it. But you look to the bench and they haven't quite got the riches that Salford
have got. I agree with Berkey, that's what, obviously, Salford have got the resources, like he says, on the bench.
And
will they be there become the end of the season? Who knows?
I mean, Ashton have got know-how, haven't they? They know what it takes to finish in the top five. They know what it's like to get to the final.
Yeah,
they know
they're
letting themselves in for.
And they're doing the same thing again they've done the last two seasons, a slow start, and they've just been like a train the last few months.
Like 10 wins in the last 11.
Yeah.
The thing for me, though, the team you've got to look at, really, I mean, you look at the top five at this moment in time. I mean, Barwell have creeped in there, and a team, again, that I was there or thereabouts saying if they get the act together, because it's a hard place to go to, either do they've played a lot of games, or that's anything.
Yeah, can I?
The team,
though,
is Darlington.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
it has to be Darlington.
I love Barwell to bits. I love the fact they can get beat 6-0 and then win 6-0 the following week. I love that. But Nantwich, they've been swallowed up. They obviously had a load of games played more than everyone else, and now this is where they've ended up sixth, which is a good place to be. It's only 1 point from the player position.
They're slipping, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but as Swampy rightly points out, Darlington is the one to look out for, I think.
Let's just go back very quickly, though. Seriously, go back to that, which, yes, they've had a blip. They've been up there or thereabouts all season. I know what Berkey said, they'll finish about eighth or ninth or whatever, because I do listen to this show when I'm not on it. under duress, I might add, by Berkey. But the one thing is, Nantwich have just beaten Bradford Park Avenue 5-0 in the FA Trophy. Phenomenal.
Brilliant.
That may well kickstart their season back again. I'm not saying it will, but it may be what they needed to get back on track. Bradford Park Avenue in the Conference North.
We'll cover the FA Trophy in the second part.
Haven't been doing particularly well, but still go there and win by 5-0 is gives you an idea of they've got goals of them. Yeah, they concede as well. But so don't discount Nantwich. They've played more games. But not too many.
Two or three? They played six games more than Downton.
Yeah.
Right, Ben, we can close this off now, I think. The top five, Blythe, Workson, Salford, Ashton and Darlington. I don't know what order it's going to be, but that's the top five. Forget about the rest.
And what a top five?
Very good top five.
Ruin out Stourbridge.
You're talking
then.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Who we said last month might do it.
Oh, actually, they might just sneak in. They're the wild card.
Well, they got beat last night.
But hang on.
That was Downton, they got beat.
All right, Swampy, right.
And they're the best team that you and I have seen this season, this division.
That's true.
They did say on the league show, didn't they, that they quite fancy getting to Wembley over maybe finishing in the top five. So they've kind of shown their hand of where they're going to put their priorities.
Well, that's the thing. The manager, he had no doubts about it. He said
straight
Wembley,
answer, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wembley, no doubt about it.
And you can't blame them, can you? Can't blame them. I mean, that's a huge day.
Is Darlington, though, in the same position Blythe Spartans were in last season, where they had loads of games in hand, and we're here going, oh, Blythe, they'll do it, but it's easier said than done, isn't it? Because you have to play Saturday, Tuesday, and sometimes Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday if it gets really bad for them.
Well, not only, true enough.
Yeah, you've got to look at what they can do up there as well at the moment, because they're going to come to a point soon, and we said this on the extra last week, where they might be forced to move games, because again, it's not just themselves, they've got with Bishop Auckland there falling behind in their games too. Do there, but
and a lot of travelling on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
So that's going to take a lot of. I mean, granted, they've got more home games to play.
Because that's what did for Blythe in the end.
Yeah,
last season.
You look at this here, though. Darlington, Ben. 23 games played. Blythe Spartans, 27 played. Darlington win their games in hand. They're only 2 points behind Blythe. They're averaging 2 points a game, bang on the nose, Darlow. Blythe, just a smidge over it. Just a smidge. And I tell you what, I do think they're in with a very decent shout of coming in at the very end there and winning by a nose.
And that's the thing.
Apart from Salford, because they're going to win by 10 points.
Yeah, obviously. But the good thing
about... Has Berkey just turned to John McCreary?
No, he's good.
I mean, he's got the beard, he's got the hand movement. By a nose. He just turned to John McCreary. Yes, I would say that this out of that top five at the moment, three pretty certain. There's two places there are up for grabs, and those places could be taken, for me personally, by two or three teams. Darlington, you would expect, with the games in hand, if they do well, going to be in there. Don't discount Stourbridge, don't discount Rushall. I mean, and to a point, well, yeah, I think now Ilkeston really are just they've got rid of Walker's just left and gone to Derby.
Are we saying that Buxton aren't going to make it?
That conveyor belt of great footballers are bringing through and making money, unfortunately, might be their Achilles heel this season. But don't discount from eighth upwards, because two or three teams, I think personally, Ashton this year, they've done tremendously well as where they are now. I've got a feeling that perhaps they may fall away. I don't know why.
No.
I've seen a few of their games, but I think they will fall away.
Aaron?
Yeah, no, I think Ashton will fall away, myself. I think, I don't know, they went on a good run. They went on a very good run. I think they surprised everybody with how well of a run they went on, but I do think that they'll...
Went on a good run?
They're still on it. They're still on it.
Yeah. Well, I just can't see them maintaining it. I don't think their squad is strong enough. And but to be honest, I've said this the last 2 years and they've always got in there.
Exactly.
So Ashton are a shoo-in for the playoffs.
So they're hoping you say that again. So
if you go back...
You pay to say that now.
If you extend it to the last eight games, they've only lost one game in that eight, and they've won seven.
They've lost.
It is against Workington. Yeah.
That's one thing that's going to stop Ashton. On a bad day, they are going to get absolutely hammered. They've shown it against Workington. I believe early on in the season they lost 4-5-0 against the table.
I think they're the sort of team that when their heads go, heads go in the match, and they do capitulate in matches.
Yeah. And can we just say, shock horror, they had a match called off.
That's the biggest surprise.
We can believe it.
Absolutely amazing. It's customary now in these coming months to just go around the table at the end of part one and nail your five. Thank you, Berkey, for being so efficient and getting that done four questions ago. But let's go around. Swampy, your five. Five only, please.
Blyth, Workington, Salford City, Darlington, and I'm going to stick my neck out and say Stourbridge.
Aaron Flanagan from the Mirror.
Give him a chance. He's only just turned up.
This is my moment.
Oh, sorry. Flanagan, go on, cock it up.
No, I think Blyth are going to win it. I think last night's result means they've probably done it now.
There's 19 games to go, Flammers.
But they're also the only team who are beating all the teams around them as well. Yeah. I think they're...
Oh, we haven't mentioned it yet, but they came off the back of beating Nantwich on Saturday. So they had a great week.
Yeah. That's true.
Away from home as well. Two-1 away from home. Fantastic result for them.
Came from behind as well.
Andrew Simpson, the voice of reason.
Blyth will win it, I think. Workington and Salford are going to get in there. I think Darlington are going to get in there. I think Nantwich...
We're going to make it.
You know my top five.
Yeah, I know your top five.
But what did I say about Nantwich? 2 months ago, they were in second place, and I said,
Everyone said they'd get swallowed up.
They'll finish outside the playoffs, no problem at all. You all poo-pooed me. You said, don't talk rubbish.
No, we didn't. Oh, you just sit around. There's 19 games to go, and all of a sudden, it's all over. Good and bad. So, decide what you actually believe. Decide what you believe. Come on, young man.
Gaz?
And I can get a word in Edgware.
Yeah, go on.
Thank you.
Blyth, Edgware, that's a lovely place.
Workington, Salford. I still think Ashton United, and I think Darlow will creep in there with the games in hand. So everyone's agreeing with me then?
I think so. Barring a couple of Nantwich and Stourbridge, that kind of thing. James?
Blyth to win it by a point. I'm going with Berkey. And then Workington to beat Darlington in the playoffs. And then Salford to beat Stourbridge in the playoffs.
What's going on?
All right, Meg.
And who's going to the final?
Well, that's... Workington, Salford final.
Top five. Not what's the predictions for the last
at
week
Workington.
Of
at Workington.
Oh, that's a playoff final, isn't it? Simpson.
Well, I said Stourbridge last month, but whether their gaffer's playing mind tricks with his interview on the radio last week saying they're going to concentrate on the trophy, I don't really want to change my prediction. But if they do that, then I think it will be Blyth, Workington, Salford, Ashton, and Darlington.
Like I said, just saying.
I know. I agree. I think it's.
You'd have to be a brave man to say Salford will be in there. And I'm going to say the only team that may stumble massively could be Salford. I'm putting on record that they may stumble. And I love Jono.
Yeah.
And Bernard.
Yeah. Oh,
lovely, lovely lads. But I've got a sneaky feeling they've got a new series coming out on the BBC.
Oh, it would make a good ending because it opens up for season three then, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
I was going to say,
except The Empire Strikes Back. It's a classic sequel. End it on a low.
That's the point I'm making then. Yeah. I'm just thinking.
So that is the end of part number one of the Evo Stick.
Part number one?
That is the end of part one.
Yeah.
of the Evo Stick NPL show for January. Coming up next is an advert, and then after that we'll be back to discuss FA Trophy and relegation.
Ooh.
And hide.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
Welcome back to the Evo Stick NPL show for January. Welcome to the Magnet here in Stockport. Round the table, we've got everyone who's listed below in the description of this podcast, so just look at that, and that'll be all you need to know about who's here. So, we're
this
now...
This is not the football team you'll be looking for.
Now we're going to be discussing relegation. Very shortly, we'll be discussing the FA Trophy, the big match taking place next week between Stourbridge and Nantwich, but before that, relegation. So, I said last week that this is the most closest relegation battle we've had in a long time, because literally everybody in that bottom four, there's light at the end of the tunnel for all of them, which is quite remarkable for February. But you think?
Well, you go back to last month and Rami, what, they were 9 points adrift, they were absolutely nowhere. And I did say, out of the bottom four, Rams, Bottom United...
clear by 10 points.
they're the best team in the bottom four, and they're just clawing their way back a little bit. They drew last night against Skem, missed a penalty, so, you know, they probably really should have won that one. But I just got a sneaky feeling about Rami, you know. I really have. I think they might get out of it, Ben.
Wait. Are they the new Marine?
yeah, but this would be better than Marine. This would be like...
Because you're talking fifth from bottom. They're going to finish fifth from bottom.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Not AGM Cup stuff.
Or AGM Cup, actually, yeah. I don't mind either way, but I think Rami has got a sneaky feeling they'll stay up.
It is remarkable, because we've had teams like Drolsden, we've had Durham, we've had Belper as well. Yeah, we all said done and dusted at this point in the season. We're not going to mention them ever again, and that goes to show you how well Rami have done. There's all kinds of clubs down there, but I'm going to start off with Grantham Town one more time. Grantham Town were in there and got themselves out. Now starting to drop a bit. But anything to worry about? They've got 31 points. Is that the magical total, do you think?
They play 29 games. They've got a very, very poor goal difference, minus 21. They've conceded a huge amount of goals, 59 goals this season. They're not scoring a huge amount. I think, in all fairness, Ben, there are teams that are also similar at this moment in time. I mean, we're in January, and Spurky says he's never win a division in January, although he's predicted everything so far. You've got to look at, maybe February will be a big test. The end of this month and February will be a big test for everybody. They're on the points that they're on at this moment in time. They've played a lot of games, but Mickleover have played a lot of games as well. Marine are in 20th position. They've only played 23 games, so you would think that the games they've got in hand, they should be able to get themselves.
But they're not winning.
They're not. And we saw, I mean, I saw Merle in the season against Hyde, and they were superb. And and we spoke to the manager, the philosophy of football was superb. Their understanding and ideas of where they want to play.
We'll come back to Marine in a minute.
They've got a league manager there.
Just to cover off the Grantham thing, is 31 points enough, or do they need more?
I think they need more.
Everybody up to Hyde, isn't it?
Everyone up to Hyde.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's start with Hyde then. Hyde, at the moment,
yes,
worst form in the league, I hate to tell you that.
Yeah, they have no wins in 3 months, unfortunately. In fact, I think it's 3 points in 3 months, and Hyde are just going backwards at the moment. There's players jumping ship left, right and centre, and unfortunately, things just don't seem to be working out at the moment.
Are you worried, Berkey?
Yeah, I am.
I think, I was saying this last week, I remember talking to the chairman for Supporters Direct at the start of the year, and I'm pretty sure he said he'd be happy with mid-table land this season.
I would have been pretty pleased with mid-table, to be honest. I mean, I'd have been relegated 2 seasons on the trot, remember, and I think the Hyde fans, realistically, they were looking for a top half finish. I'd have been happy with not getting relegated again, but I mean, it was a decent enough start, I suppose.
Top half a minute ago. It was mid-table.
No, that's what other people were saying, top half. I'd have been happy with pretty much just being in the same division for 2 seasons on the trot. Like I say, Hyde are going backwards at the moment. And what they need is a little bit of experience in there. At the moment, they're relying on a lot of the kids from the academy who have got a lot of talent. There's no two ways about it.
What do you reckon the points tally needs to be to escape that bottom four?
You need to be over the season. You need a point a game.
45, 46.
Last year it wasn't enough for most teams.
At the minute, we mentioned Hyde United's form. Last game was 4-0 against Workington, what we said before. Grantham, we did say their form has been dropping a bit, but you've got to see who they played. They got beat by Ashton, Workington. Admittedly, they got beat 4-0 against Ramsbottom. But they've also been beaten by Nantwich as well. So it's been a tough set of games for them. Then there's Mickleover, I feel bad for them because we've been mentioning them as watch for Mickleover, but they've not been playing too bad recently.
Three unbeaten, is it?
Yeah.
Three unbeaten. Mm. I still think they're in trouble though.
I think personally they are in trouble. I think they're the one team out of that group. You look at Grantham, you also look at Mickleover, and for me they're the kind of teams that you can see, because they've been an up and down team for many years. They've been in and out of the division, in and out of the division, and they're going back to the southern, back to the north, back to the south, back to the north. I don't know whether they've got enough to be able to stay there. And it's not disrespect to them. It's just a question
of punching above the weight to be in this division.
They have for many years now been up and down, and therefore you can see them doing it again.
I like Mickleover, Ben. I think they've got a lot of zing about them. They're good at going forward. The only thing is they kind of lose their ideas when they're going for the final ball's dreadful. But
have you played them yet?
Got something about
they have.
Were you there?
Yes.
At their place? Right, okay.
So it was away, they did even better.
Skem, obviously Skem have been down there now for, since late September, I'm going to suggest. They've been a bit erratic, in a kind of opposite to Barwell erratic.
Well, the last couple of seasons, Skem have dropped away, haven't they, in the last third of the season? And if they drop away like they have done the last couple of years, they're doomed.
Well, that's the reason
to say
why
this is the biggest test Tommy Lawson's had, really. Yeah. They've known nothing but success. Even this level, we've talked about the great starts that they've had, right? They ultimately have fallen away. But to still be down there, I think this is the biggest. We're finding out something different about him at the moment, maybe.
And I think what Matt from Tommy and his team is that they've been up there and they've dropped away. I think we'll find them down there and find themselves back up, because that club, for what they've been doing for many years, should not be where they are. It's been I think we'll all be in agreement that we're so surprised where they are this season. It's just not a Tommy Lawson team.
Well, didn't Skem though have a load of money cut back kind of about halfway through last season, and you know they were very public that they were struggling.
When we spoke to Skem in September, they said the budget would not be cut this year. They've got it's a marathon, not a sprint.
But
kind
was
of
that
thing.
Not
from
cut
the level it dropped to?
Yeah.
From the level, and obviously saw the
because obviously there's a new stand
to
being built as well this time as well.
I mean, they looked in free fall at the end of last season. If they're still at that level budget, it's got to be no surprise that they are where they are.
And then,
does, to be honest, because of the amount of teams that, in all fairness, I mean, we look at, we don't know the budgets of other teams, but for Skem to be where they are, you are surprised that they are where they are, because they are and always have been a really good footballing team. They've always played attractive football and they've always been there or thereabouts.
And then there's Marine, okay? Now, the thing about Marine is that they've had games in hand
forever.
Even before the start of the season, it appeared they had games in hand over everyone. But they're not really stringing any form of form together.
I think they're in serious trouble. 22 goals in 23 games. And they've only won, I had a look this morning, they've only won two home games. And if you want to try and get out of a mess at the bottom, normally you try and consolidate with your home form. So there's two massive reasons why they should be sweating at the moment.
No, but it gives them a bit of wiggle room, doesn't it? You can pick up home form pretty easily. It's your away form. You win away.
Can you pick up home form very easily? Once it starts to slip and your fans get on your back a bit, it's a bit difficult, isn't it?
I don't think the Marine fans...
No, I'm just throwing it out there as a hypothetical.
I think the problem that you get when you're not winning at home is that the players put pressure on themselves rather than the fans putting pressure on them. That's what's going on at Salford at the minute. The players are just... they're so desperate to win that they may be overthinking things and going for it a little bit too much, maybe. But I think Marine will be fine.
And then there's Whitby Town, currently fourth from bottom. Now, Whitby Town, out of everyone down that bottom end...
They can't go down there. They're not allowed to go.
No.
It's against the law.
They have to go down.
Every football club in the world wants to go to Whitby.
I was exactly. conceived in Why? Whitby, baby. I was conceived there.
Why do you think they have to go down?
Yeah, sorry, I want Whitby and Cole and Bay to go down. Just on a personal note, so I can take the caravan away for the weekend.
So you're saying your club aren't going to get promoted?
Well, that's how they can stay up then. Only if I get, only if Mosley get promoted.
Okay.
Whitby have shown a lot of fight. They've been 1-0 yeah. down with 2 minutes to play, and then they get a point and that kind of thing. That's kind of what you were talking about needed to happen at Hyde.
I'm not seeing Whitby. I'm staying out of this one.
Listen, Whitby are an absolutely superb football club. It's running the right way, running the right manner. The downside is where they're based, and Maybe. Therefore they've had some great footballers at the football club. They've in a way. Not necessarily push above their weight, but in all ways they actually have. But the ground itself, we've been there many times. It's a
it's
a wonderful ground. I mean, it is actually a football ground. It's actually better than 99% of football grounds you go in divisions below and above.
It's a great view of that stand as well, isn't it?
It's amazing. Brilliant. And the people that watch the club are passionate about the football club. You don't want to go down because of the history. I mean, no one deserves to be up or down because of the passion and the history. But we, around this table, would want them to stay up purely because it's just a great place to be and watch football. And I hope they stay up. They've had loads of troubles financially, on the pitch, off the pitch. But they've got something about them that, you know, we all have these loves, don't we? Like in the FA Cup world, there's always a team that you follow, don't you? And you go, I hope they do well in the FA Cup.
Like Salford.
They're not your team, but you always want to do well. And Whitby are a team that the non-league world always wants to be there and thereabouts.
They're changing the manager, and it's going to be... It wasn't universally... It worked for them, though, didn't it?
Well, it turned. You saw the form turn slightly, yeah. Which is more than it was... Better than the direction they were going in, let's say.
Still in the bottom four, though.
True.
You've got a very, very finite resource of player in that area because of where they are.
Because richer rivals as well, don't they?
Let them stay up.
And then the Stamford. We should say Whitby, the gap to them to Mickleover is 6 points, and they have 2 games in hand over Mickleover. So, there you go. Stamford are 2 points back, third from bottom at the moment.
And won last night, didn't they?
They won in the Dootson last
night. Dootson last night.
And they've won at home, let's not forget, which is...
They've won two league games ever at that ground.
That's not the
one
point.
It's because they're playing a really yellow pitch.
Look, if you can send out tweets to New Mills congratulating them for a point, then I can congratulate Stamford for winning at home.
Hang on. Yes? It was against Blooming Hyde. Dootson.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah, they won at home against Hyde as well in the league.
I know.
So the Hyde and Witt are the only two teams that lost at
Buxton
at that ground.
Teams from Cheshire.
What do you think
FC only drew last year there, just.
Yeah.
So, again,
quite soon after it opened, you went there, didn't you? Didn't it? Yeah.
Form-wise, they've beaten Mickleover in the last eight. They've drew with Whitby and they've beaten Hyde. So and they've drawn with Sourbridge as well, and they've drew with Ramsbottom.
They're going down.
They're going down.
I don't know if they can stay up with one home win.
They can't. And the thing is, it's carried on and it won't stop. They may need to go down another division, reconsolidate, and then come back because they've now got the facilities.
Yeah,
they're a very friendly, family orientated football club. They've got everything that you would expect of a club of that size to provide for the community, but their football has been absolutely dire for two seasons now, and they will go down again, and hopefully they can come back and provide the community with some good football. And also,
I thought you were going to say, "Are they able to go down again after that?"
We mentioned Hyde United's form, but actually, the second worst form in the league is Colwyn Bay, and. A Colwyn Bay doing a Stafford-Drolsden.
I think it's turning to that point now. Again, kind of hoping to see how they played last night against Radcliffe, because again, every time I've seen them play this season, they played Hyde, worst team I've seen this season by a country mile. Every time I've seen reports of them, even with new players that they've got at the moment, they just can't seem to get it together at this moment. So that's what I mean, last night would have been interesting to see. Would they even be prepared for the division below at the moment? I'm not saying, obviously, because Dootson Cup game, you know, never know what's going to happen. Winners, that's going to get knocked out by Trafford anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Hey.
but they just can't seem to get it together. I say it every week on the extra, I cannot see results at all going in their favour. They're going to get swallowed up by Ramit and last place by 10 points.
The thing is, by 10 points?
I'm not being funny, but...
Do you reckon they're over Stamford?
Over Stamford as well, yeah, because he can't see where they get the results at the moment.
I agree with T, got amazingly.
So,
they've lost 11 home games.
There we go.
Yeah, they changed the manager, trying to bring it, change it around a bit. Not quite worked for them. And they were always a club, to a certain degree, punching above the weight.
Well, I was going to say, do you think they kind of regressed back to... Because they come up from Division 1 North, weren't that great one, and Neil Young got promoted to start with.
Exactly, that's right.
Do you think they kind of, a club regresses to the mean eventually, they kind of find their level again, and this is what's happening with
I hope so. I want to go back to the North West Counties as quickly as possible.
By being where Colwyn Bay are, it's the same as almost the Whitby problem. They get to exactly. And I think Colwyn Bay do train in Liverpool, but I mean, it's still not like, even Liverpool's still not like Manchester, you know, it's not easy to get players over to that direction. And they've, at the moment, they look like they're missing a goal scorer.
Well, he's like gone to
big
Whitby. They've not replaced Rob Opley, have they? He's on fire for.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, Rob was struggling at the start of this season anyway, so he probably needed a move to.
So,
get kickstarted again.
Get Cameron Dartwire back there.
In closing, obviously, a big massive disclaimer. Everyone round the table sincerely hopes that the AGM Cup saves any of the bottom four from being relegated.
Oh, absolutely.
So, we're, at the minute, this is like a game that we're playing, and we're just saying, oh, you're finishing the bottom four, but we don't really think you'll get relegated. Anyway, Swamper, your bottom four, please. Without any hesitation.
I'm not prepared.
Not prepared?
No. Because it's too tight, Ben. It really is. From 18th all the way down, you can't decide. But Rams bottom are down. I'll say that. I'll also say Berkey's face. I think, you know what, I also think Colwyn Bay are down. And it pains me to say that, I think they're down. Stamford are down. So I'll give you three.
I'll give you three out of the four.
You just said you weren't prepared.
I decided I'm prepared because this show desires kahunas.
One more.
And then it's between 18 down. I think you've got 29 points, you're going to be safe in that respect. But I think from 29 points, 18th position, you'd be safe. But those teams below there at the moment, they're all in that.
Does anyone disagree with those three that Swampy's provided there kindly? Rami, yeah. I know you disagree with Rami, but Rami, Colwyn Bay, Stamford.
Yeah,
they all nailed up. I'm getting ready for Boxing Day at Rami.
I'm going for Skem, Marine, Colwyn, and I think Rami.
Okay. Of course, we all know that at least one of the sides, joking aside, will get saved in an AGM Cup. We know that, don't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Every year now, it's tradition. let's move away. Yes?
Can I just go on the record of my bottom four?
Yeah, of course you can.
We've already shown that I'm right about the top five. the bottom four, I think, is going to be Colwyn Bay bottom, and the rest in some kind of order, I don't know. Stamford, Skem, Hyde. Skem.
Ooh. What are you doing? That's the end of your career. We'll have you on FC Radio. He's to Shanghai, so we can replace him. That'd be great.
Well, if he's saying things like that, he would not be welcome. You're saying 32 points as long as
let's just move away.
Let New Year's Day at your place, then.
I've seen Hyde a few times.
Let's move away from the league for a second and talk about next week's FA Trophy match. It's a biggie between Stourbridge and Nantwich. Obviously next week's going to be a bit of an FA Trophy special. We'll have the managers on, we'll have a big fight, it'll be great. But any thoughts on this one between Nantwich and Stourbridge?
I was at Nantwich last night when they beat Bradford 5-0, and I didn't even think Nantwich played that well. That's the difference between the two teams. I just thought Bradford were atrocious. Nantwich, clinical in front of goal, good going forward. Two centre midfielders were very good. A lad called Elliot Osborne was in the middle.
Quality.
Best player on the pitch. So, I mean, looking at that, I've probably got to fancy Nantwich, as much as, you know, Stourbridge are a cup team. But I still think Nantwich have got more in the tank from what they showed last night.
It's amazing, this, isn't it? Because Nantwich and Stourbridge, all season, they've just proved that they can literally beat anybody.
Literally.
What he's thinking anybody.
About is riposte. I'm going to say Stourbridge are going to win that game. Stourbridge on the day, I've seen.
Well, if they could travel to Dover, and get a win there. I'm pretty sure they couldn't.
I think if you were like a betting person, you'd say people would be going Nantwich, because they're playing some very good football and they've slipped down, but in the FA trophy, done very, very well. But Stourbridge have got a resoluteness about themselves. They play some very, very good football. It would be a great game to go to. I'll be there next week. I'm going to go watch the game. It will be the game to go and watch because two great footballing teams and loads of goals between them.
Aren't we going to Solihull Moors?
You are.
Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, yes.
Anyway.
Stourbridge for me.
Any other comments on this match?
Yeah, it's great. We're going to have a guaranteed Northern Premier League team in the quarterfinals. They're the two lowest ranked teams left in it anyway.
It's a shame that they've been mixed.
Is it a shame then we guaranteed a quarterfinalist? It's pretty good.
I'm with Simmel.
I'll go for 3-2 Nantwich.
3-2 Nantwich.
I'm going Stourbridge on this one. They've been the cup team all season. You can't back
them. To be fair, as much as I want to ridicule some of you, any suggestion on this one is valid, isn't it? It's too close to call.
They seem so evenly matched.
Yeah.
They're both in about a similar sort of league sort of position.
Can we not bother go to our Solid. Game and just do?
I'd love to be fair.
You're going
to
get battered by.
I know it's the league aren't leaders, aren't it? So
yeah, like Harrogate.
Solihull, I'm surprised about Solihull, the best team I've seen this season. They were phenomenal.
Excuse me.
Wrong league, wrong division.
So that is the end of part number two. As we said, next week we'll have an FA Trophy preview with the managers and some journalists and obviously James on the Evo Stick Extra. So we'll cover it in more detail next week. Coming up after this advert now, we'll have the fixture preview. And you know what? As is a few of you, we might talk about Division 1 just first.
Yay!
Fantastic.
New wheels!
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome back to the Magnet here in Stockport for the January edition of the Evo Stick NPL show.
Hang on, is it the Farman Award winning now?
No.
It's now another. It's Camera Pub of the Year again.
Oh, again?
Hey. Oh, I thought you were talking about the podcast. Sorry. Yeah, it did win an award, the Magnet. It's on Wellington Road North, isn't it? Just outside the Stockport Town Centre. It's a lovely
pub. And Ben, this show should be award winning.
It should, shouldn't it?
It came so close.
Not this, we'll get this show. There. This show didn't. Actually.
No, I know. You know why? It wasn't entered, but if it was, it would have been so close. Not saying it would have won, but it would have been so close.
We're going to do a fixture preview in a second or two on Swampy's Eddie's Crisps. It's now time for your dear correspondence at home. And joining me now from the correspondence desk, we've had loads today, haven't we?
I've picked a few, don't worry.
Good.
Not Joyce.
So it's now time to go to the NPL Facebook group to hear their views on what in particular have you asked?
Basically, I've asked tonight, what does your club need to do to better themselves, keep challenging for the league, stay away from relegation, what, as a fan, do you think you need to do?
Question, by the way. That's a good question. A bit long-winded, but a good question. Yeah.
Starting with Lucas Martins, Blythe fan. If Blythe win every match, we will be champions.
Wow.
Can't argue with that. What logic.
Yeah. Mike is sminking.
He knows his football, that one.
Bit of Michael Owen-esque, innit?
Thomas Rothwell, Hyde need to start performing. As simple as that. And there is definitely enough quality in the side to pick up the points we need.
Not according to Berkey.
Nope. Phil Harrison, Northwich Victoria. Just need to issue a hands-off warning to all clubs in regards to the squad and give Adam Lakeland the opportunity to work with them. Michael Holland for Marine. Need to sort it out big time. No wins since November 2nd. 2 draws and 9 defeats in our last 13 games. I fear another relegation battle.
They'll be okay.
I'm not saying yours, Gaz. Use your order. Lloyd Berry. Another one. From Warrington. Keep winning and hope Northwich drop points. And they'll be champions.
And they will.
Yep. Jonathan Wood from Scarborough. Need about 4 more wins from the final 17 games to stay up. If they show the same battling qualities as this Saturday, they've got a chance. But then...
Scarborough are going to be alright, aren't they?
And a new ground to think about, so let's be honest.
4-17 is not that difficult either.
Thing is, though, they lost the last 9 before Saturday. So
4-17. Come on.
Last night against Spenderbond.
Final couple ones, you've got Ian Wilkinson, just to carry on winning if for Farsley to get into the playoffs.
No, he who called it? You called it, didn't you, Simo? Yeah.
Farsley been doing really, really well.
And then a group comment from Robson Jones, Mark Keohan, Paul Carbert, James Hayes, Roy Dixon, Stuart Fell, John O'Byrne. Thank you very much to Aston United.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me an award. Sorry.
Thank you very much to Aston United for the release of Jody Banning. Of everyone at Racklesborough Football Club.
18th spell?
39, what? Fifth spell.
Is fifth spell. 39? Yeah.
And the worst thing is, that Ben said, thank you very much for my award. All of a sudden, we don't mean anything.
So,
Jody Banning, the one who looks like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I thought that was you. What? So, before we get to fixtures for this weekend, as we've had loads of correspondence in from Division 1 North, it'd be remiss not to offer some form of congratulations to New Mills for getting their first point of the season. It was
New Mills.
Gaz Morrill is standing up.
People are genuinely
I'm scared.
So Simo, where do we no, because I have to come to you for this, don't I?
I was there for the New Mills, were you there when moments.
But you said that it was bound to happen that Witten were going to get beat by
New Mills.
Do you
know what was even more remarkable than New Mills ending this 22 game winning run is that it wasn't a single Witten fan in the ground last night that batted an eyelid when it happened. Nobody was surprised. They've kind of got this reputation now for these stumbles against the no-hoping teams, and it's become, I think, a self-fulfilling prophecy. They famously, most famously of all, were the first team to lose to Drawsden two seasons ago. They were the first team to lose to Belper last season, and you have these countless examples, even in the last 10 years since I've been doing this job, of Witten. The running joke, when it comes to a game like this, will not win. And they obliged last night.
Now, were they that bad, though? Or was it a case
no,
of
absolutely.
Mills?
To be fair, the draw was the right result. I think if New Mills had won, it would have been a little bit of a robbery.
Now, the thing with New Mills is, haven't they been taking the lead in some matches, New Mills, and then getting picked back recently?
Yeah, they were 0-0 against Warrington on Saturday. Lost 5-0 in the end. Half-time, 0-0, but they got a standing ovation when they left the pitch.
No, there is a stat, apparently. They've led twice this season only, and they're something they matched in the same game last night.
So, Mike, we're going to have the Division 1 show next week for January.
Let's hope that...
Wait, I've got a question to ask to kick this forward just for a second. Their manager's very optimistic.
They have absolutely no chance whatsoever of not finishing bottom.
Because second bottom, you know, could be AGM Cup territory.
No.
In what way, Ben, was he optimistic? About what?
No, in the non-league daily interview he did, that Matt Crothers did,
February 20th, he was
remaining positive.
Ben, I know exactly how they feel. When Hyde had that season a couple of years ago...
You brought this up last month, but yes.
Did I?
Yeah, about the fact that it's only 16 points to save
this. That's right. Well, I won't repeat it, though. But if you want to hear what I said about it last month, listen to last month's programme, which was fantastic. And
seriously, the outpouring of support on social media was great. To be
in the ground. I mean, even if you're an ardent Wittener, you'd have to have had a heart of stone not to have kind of been stirred by seeing what it meant to the players, what it meant to the management team. I put in my match report, there's a lovely moment in injury time when Witten had about their 7 millionth corner of the second half, and the assistant manager of New Mills covered his eyes as Danny Andrews was running up to take the corner, and Gary Brown turned round to him, so he wasn't watching what was going on either, and their eyes kind of met, and they both puffed the cheeks out as if to say, if we can just clear this corner, we've done it. And almighty scramble, they got the ball away, ref blew the whistle, and then they had a huge warm embrace, and the players
so that's Division 1. Obviously Division 1, how are you two getting on, by the way? Mosley and Radcliffe, just while you're here.
Radcliffe, I'm worried because I've just seen
you've got your Manchester Premier Cup final coming up.
Yeah, but I've just seen New Mills' next set of fixtures for
Radcliffe v Mosley.
That's going to be Radcliffe
v Mosley possible.
The good news is the county FA have asked us to cover it, so we'll be at Boundary Park with you.
I've just seen New Mills' February fixtures. There could be a few more points there. They've got to play Radcliffe, Ossett Town, and Harrogate Railway.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was after when I was
possible
going on.
Possible 9 points. Exactly. Could they do it?
Now, moving on. So the Division 1 show will be next week. It's now time for the fixtures for the Premier Division preview for this weekend's matches. Now, drum roll. Now, I'm going to suggest game of the day is taking place at Stamford. Stamford against Colwyn Bay.
Definitely.
Now,
Colwyn Bay 2-0.
Is it Colwyn based on win. Based on what we've said here this evening? Whoever loses that, is that curtains?
I think it very well could be. You know,
I don't think even a win.
I don't think it makes any difference.
I don't think it makes much difference. I think they're so far away at the moment.
As it happens, I think Stamford will win that, and I think they'll win it comfortably.
1-0.
That's down the bottom end of the table. Let's focus up at the top.
Oh, right.
Mid-table, then.
Blythe Spartans are taking on Grantham Town this weekend.
You said the top end of the table. Grantham in here, the bottom.
No, but Blythe Spartans at the top.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is this a nailed on 3 points for Blythe?
Yes.
Or can Grantham? Sorry, Grantham. I did try. Yes.
No, you didn't, man, did you?
Elsewhere, borderline title, borderline relegation. Mickleover Sports are taking on Workington this weekend. Okay. Is that tricky for Workington?
2-0 Workington.
2-0 Workington. Anyone got
3-0 Workington? 3-0 Workington for me.
So we reckon Stamford are going to get a 3 points this weekend, and Mickleover and Grantham are going to drop points.
I wouldn't, if I was betting on it, I wouldn't be confident of putting all my money on Workington.
Salford City, they're taking on Frickley at Moor Lane.
They are, and Frickley, they've got a battering ram up front with James Walshaw, who just signed on loan from Bradford Park Avenue. Well, this is the thing, you say he's a good player, and I know the stats back him up. He bangs goals in wherever he goes.
Therefore, he's a good player.
I just don't see what it is with him.
He scores goals,
but I don't
wherever
know how.
He's the only player.
Listen, he's the only player. Well, he's the only player who's outscored Damien Reeves at Altrincham in the last 5 or 6 seasons.
So therefore, he's a good player.
But I don't know how he's a good player because
that's why you're a high fan.
Fair point.
it's the sign of a good goal scorer if you're not playing well. Clearly, he mustn't be because Berkey thinks he's pants. But he's scoring goals. The only thing with him is that he was at Bradford Park Avenue. It hasn't quite worked out for him at Bradford this season. Hence why, obviously, they've let him go.
It sounds like they need him after last
night.
Is this a very losable game for Salford City? The pressure's on, isn't it?
I think Frickley, on their day, they've proven, and we've talked about it on the last two or three years. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have Gavin Allett anymore, of course.
Who's
he?
Yes, Swamper.
But I think Frickley are on a set of form that they actually could really upset Salford City. And they're the team, the last team you probably want to come there at the moment is Frickley. They are a team that are in form, doing well, and they're hard to beat. And it's not about one man anymore, it's about the whole team. And said the batter ram up front, he's doing really well.
And he may well score. The chairman said that to me a few months ago, that you'll be surprised where we end up.
And I'm not surprised this season. Yeah. I said at the beginning of the season, get rid of Allett, and they will flourish. And they have done. They're 11th.
Ben, game of the day for me, though, never mind all that lot. It's Barwell versus Ramsbottom. I've said it before on the show.
I was not going to go to that fixture.
As
you brought it up.
But styles make fights. Barwell, big lumpy clogger kind. Barwell do very well against teams who play the ball down on the deck. Ramsbottom, they're turning the corner a little bit at the moment. But they do, Gary Vaughan's teams, they do play the ball on the deck. They play football the right way and he won't compromise on it. And I think that's going to be a very interesting game to see where Ramsbottom are. Never mind where Barwell are, because I think Barwell should probably win.
Aston United against Matlock.
Aston United, very good team. Matlock Town, good team. And there's the difference. 2-1 to Aston.
2-1 to Aston.
Two teams that are actually playing on a very similar surface.
Yeah.
Both sticky, quagmire-y kind of like this time of the season.
Sticky tacky.
And there, I think I've got a sneaky feeling that's an away win, a home win for Matlock.
I say Matlock can perform on.
It's an away win for Matlock.
It's an away win for Aston at home.
What's going on? Where are they playing?
There's a curious game taking
place. Matlock's going to win away.
There's a curious game taking place in Merseyside on Saturday. Marine against Darlington.
Yes, there is.
Darlow will win that.
Will they, though?
I don't know if they will.
No, they will.
I've got every faith in Marine. On their day, I'm serious, they can beat any team in this division easily.
They haven't been all season.
Well, the problem is their day doesn't come often enough, does it?
No.
But they've got the personnel there, and they've got the style.
We know that. You mean?
But it's the
that.
Same with Diallo as well. They have two, and I don't know. Diallo more consistent.
If Marine are as good as they were early part of the season, then they've got a great chance. But Diallo are one of the form teams, and therefore you expect Diallo to win that game.
Elsewhere, we've got Nantwich Town against Ilsen, and
that'll be a very good game.
That's the game of the day.
Is this true? I've got a notion of...
Better than what they have been, but sadly I think Nantwich left too much.
It'd be very easy for Nantwich to almost feel a little bit of complacency, though, on the back of such a big win against a higher level team. I mean, they could easily be coming inside us going, we can do this in the division above and stuff, and this is the sort of game where I think Nantwich have got to be very, very wary, because we know that Ilkeston are a good football team who can do damage.
They also defeat at home in the last 24 hours. And you've got the opportunity for them to try and make amends there. So and you've got, as you say, Nantwich have done really, really well. Got 5-0 defeat, win in the FA Trophy. So what do you do now? Those teams come together. There's this dichotomy between two teams. For me, it'll be a really, really intriguing
that
game.
That was a tremendous use of dichotomy.
I would love to be at that game on Saturday. That, for me, is a game of real quality.
Where are we going, then? I thought we were going to Stonehenge.
We're going Nantwich this Saturday and next Saturday.
And next Saturday.
What?
So.
I said something positive, and it was undone by...
There are two fixtures which are taking place, which involve teams in mid-table land with those on the borderline of relegation. Skelmersdale United against Swampy's Dark Horses, Rushall Olympic.
Well, Richard Sneakers, I mean, Swampy, care to elaborate?
Well, I think they've underperformed to a degree this season. I think Richard has the pedigree.
your mate Richard.
Yeah, has the pedigree to be better where they are. They play some good football, people have always
said. In the league?
Sorry?
They're eighth in the league.
I know, but
they're only a few points from the playoffs.
I know they are, but for me, they've not quite achieved what I was expecting them to achieve.
You said they were sneaking. Where they are at the moment,
they look like they're
going to sneak us in.
I still believe Sneakers will sneak them in. Yes.
You didn't say that before. You said the same top five as me.
No, I didn't.
No, at the start of the year, August he's talking.
I think, though, that they should win that, for sure.
Whitby Town against Hales Owen Town. Anyone?
Whitby.
One of the teams will win by a goal.
Aaron?
0-0.
0-0, okay.
Whitby will win that game. While
you're here, Burke, Stourbridge against Doomed Hyde United. And now I've called them Doomed, I have to include your prediction, just so you know.
Alright, I think Stourbridge will win it by 3 goals.
Is this some kind of weird thing you've got? Where commentary curse psychology. Thing? Yeah.
Stourbridge will beat Hyde by at least 3 goals.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they will. Yeah.
And I think this is lastly now, I think. I've not missed any.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
lastly.
I'm committing to it. Buxton against Sutton Coldfield Town.
Cold off.
Crucial in the mid-table shield, though, isn't it?
It'll be rained off.
Rained off? Is that Buxton? Okay.
It'll be snowed off, won't it? It'll be blizzards and... Oh, God.
You'd expect Buxton to win that game, in fairness, Ben. Buxton to win the game, maybe about 2-1. 2-1, 3-1, I would have thought, in that game, in all fairness. Buxton themselves, again, underachievers this year, and last season they were superb players, some of the best football I've seen, and this year they've just not quite got
to that. But Liam Hardy got injured, though, didn't he?
He did, yeah, but they've just not quite got to those levels where they were last season. Next year you'd expect a team like that, with the quality of teams that are actually going to be promoted, to be there or thereabouts. So I'm already predicting next season Buxton will be a team right at the top.
Buxton
2016-2017 season.
And that is the end.
Sorry, Ben.
And that is the end of.
What are you doing?
See, when I do it,
not
do it now. Accidentally.
Not now.
Not
now. This is like giving Dorothy her shoes and then say, I was just kidding, you can't go home. Come on. So that is the end of the EvoStick NPL show. My thanks to all our guests this week. Swampy from 5 Live and FCO Radio, thank you. Aaron Flanagan from The Mirror.
See you later.
Ian Burke from 36-0 and Radio Manchester.
Cheers, Ben, thank you.
No, thanks for inviting us on in the last couple of months. Gaz Worrell, Kitman at Mosley.
Thank you.
James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick, which you can get involved with at
facebook.com/groups/NPL, or on Twitter at the NPL group. And quickly, just in case you don't listen to the extra, from February 15th, keep your eye up, because that's when we'll be starting the voting for the Supporters Player of the Year.
My thanks to Andrew Simpson,
the only normal person on the show,
from the mid Cheshire Cardigan, for the voice of sanity and reason for the last 4 hours that
and
we've
you know
been recording
why,
this. We'll be back next week with Evo Stick Extra and a Division 1 show. But from everyone here at the Magnet in Stockport, thank you. Good night. Have a good weekend.
The EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.